Chris Retzler, portfolio manager for Needham Small Cap Growth. It's the number one year-to-date small cap core fund. He's here, and we're talking small cap stocks on the Money Life Market Call. Welcome to the Market Call, everybody, the part of the show where we talk with experienced money managers about how they do their job, what they're looking for, what they're looking out for, what they see happening right now, and how they put it all together in their buys, sells, and holds. And my guest today, Chris Retzler. He is portfolio manager for the Needham Small Cap Growth Fund. Ticker symbol on that is NESGX. And if the name of the fund rings a bell to you, well, it means that you were probably looking at the performance charts, because in 2019, he topped them. Yeah, the number one fund when it comes to it. The highest total returns in its category as far as Lipper is concerned. And like I said, the top year-to-date small cap core fund. If you want to learn more, check out the firm's website. It's needhamfunds.com. Chris Retzler, great to have you back on Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Obviously, something is working for you, at least within the category, because small caps have not necessarily been benefiting as much as other parts of the market have throughout first the bull market and then the down and up we've seen as the market got into some turmoil here along with the viral economy. But we always start with methodology, so we need to know what is working so well for you and how it works.
Well, we came into 2020 a little bit more cautious after a very significant run in 2019. And so the strategy has been that you need to be a little bit more flexible in your holdings, and you have to balance the concentrations. And generally, we run a more concentrated portfolio. But going into the new year, we reduced a lot of that exposure. So we could take the opportunity that arose in the end of February and into March, because we did think a correction was going to occur, we just didn't know when it would start. And that's when you redeploy cash, and we view cash as a strategic asset. We're more than happy to hold cash at certain times. It's really a different investment strategy than what you would have for larger cap companies, which can sustain more of these longer term investment periods. And what we have found over the last 10 years is that small caps, you need to trade them a little bit more, be flexible. You don't want to marry them forever. But we still do try to find those great long-term investments, but you need to also par back when those valuation targets are hit and store a little dry powder for what we saw occur. As very unfortunate as it is that it impacted so many people in the markets, but for what we do of investing, it was a great opportunity to deploy that capital in March.
How much cash did you let the portfolio get to, and how much cash do you have now?
Well, we ended December because we saw a lot of inflows as investors started to take a look at our historical returns and started allocating us quite a bit of money. But that didn't discourage us from continuing with our investment thesis of selling those winners that had really hit those peaks. So at the end of December, we were in a sizable over 50% cash, just because that's what came in right at the end. But we continued to raise cash through the beginning part of the year. And then we ended the quarter with about 12% cash. So at the end of March, we deployed all of that capital through the quarter. And we ended the quarter again at about 12% cash in our last filing.
You have a history on this fund of strong performance, but it also has been, if you're looking relative to the category, a bit peak and valley, like number one fund, regardless of category in 2019, but you were also number one fund in your category back in 2016. Yet in 2017, you were bottom 10% of the peer group, and you've had other times when you've been down towards the bottom. So obviously that means you're willing to stick with what you do when the market runs against you. But does it worry you that, hey, when you have those periods where you get really superior performance, that the market then tends to work against you, you know, quickly thereafter? Are you worried at all that, like, hey, the performance is nice, but at some point here, our methodology is going to be at conflict with the market?
I think that's a fair statement, and I think that that's something that we have significantly adjusted from those years back 5-6 years ago, where we are more willing to be flexible in our strategy, and we're more willing to hold cash, as I've said, as a strategic asset. So you really can't marry small cap stocks forever, in my opinion. And I think with some trading structure to it, it's really been benefiting the fund, and it's something that we continue to do now.
How concentrated are you? You know, you talk about needing to trade, needing to be able to move around. How much do you diversify in terms of number of holdings, things along those lines?
I would say the core part of the fund is really our top 20 holdings. So we do a lot of diligence on investigating management teams, products, services. What's the technological moat that these companies have that can be defended on a global basis? And through a downturn that we've been seeing, how sustainable is it that they're kind of an essential product or service? So those are all things that we try to look for in our portfolio holdings. But the concentration, you know, historically had been top 10 holdings was somewhere north of 50%. And I'd say at this point that we've reduced that, at least for the time being, as we're in a very volatile time period. We also don't forget we're in an election year, which we also think is going to provide some new headline volatility as we go into the summer and fall months. But we are looking for opportunities. We're finding opportunities in the markets. You know, earnings season generally presents a really great opportunity for a lot of small cap companies. You know, when they have a misstep or some guidance that may not be as embraced by the market. And so if you've done your homework ahead of time, that's when we deploy capital. So you have to stand ready. We think small caps in many cases somewhat trade by appointment, we like to say. And when those appointments come up, you have to be ready to put your money out there in those positions.
Right now, how much are you seeing opportunity? How scared are you? I mean, this is a market condition unlike anything you've invested in before.
April has been a great month for us. And with that movement up, we've had some stock prices that have hit our targets. And so I can't get into the specifics because we haven't disclosed that at this point in time. But we have become a little bit more cautious since the end of the first quarter. We're here, you know, kind of going into the mid-May summer months where generally small cap companies, liquidity can dry up a little bit. There's more uncertainty until you get to the end of the summer. So we're a little bit more defensive right now. Also, we think that the market has had a significant correction off the bottoms of March. It wouldn't surprise us if there's some correction or pullback. It's just a matter of when that occurs. And I think a lot of people look for these retests of lows, but retests of lows can be extended over a longer period of time. They don't have to happen immediately after the first low that's put in. So, you know, we're cautiously optimistic. We certainly hope for the best. We won't bet against the United States. We think we're the best economy out there and we will recover. We just think it might take a little bit longer than a V-shaped recovery that probably the market is priced in at this point in time.
Obviously, you are making some active moves. Those are the ones you cannot be talking about. But there are some other things that you're presumably still holding or adding to where it's all in the prospectus already or in the disclosure statements already. So what's the poster child for the methodology?
So why don't I talk about some investment themes that we think are really good for investors to be investigating? And one new one this year that's really stood out is the stay-at-home or distributed work environment. And how are people able to operate at home with all the technology and the deployment of that technology and how we move and store and secure that people working at home can have an experience that's quite similar and safe as they would in the office. So we think that that's a trend that's still here to stay. We still also think that the 5G infrastructure and handset build out is still going to continue. The systems for optics and telephone and cable are running hot as everyone is at home. So we're seeing a lot of investment in those areas. And we also see the semiconductor industry, which drives a lot of that technological innovation, continue to move forward. It's a competitive environment between companies like TSMC, Taiwan Semi, Intel, and Samsung. So they need to continue to invest and move that ball forward. So we think that those are some themes that still exist out there. And then on top of it, we still see a modernization of our military. We are updating our systems that our government feels are outdated for the new world economy and new challenges that our military professionals are facing. So those are some themes that we think investors can get behind. And if the right opportunity from a value perspective presents itself to investors, that's where I'd be putting capital.
And quickly, what makes you sell?
We take a look at certainly valuation quite readily, you know, from the filings that are out there and conference calls. But we also do look at some technical analysis where when stocks move 100% in a two-month period, that could cause us to trim back. You know, the stocks can get ahead of themselves. Clearly, the markets don't go up forever. We're in an environment where there's been a lot of stimulus from central banks and governments around the world that it's somewhat similar to the recovery that we saw after the lows of 2008. But the governments here moved much quicker than they did back then. And so the recovery you've seen in the market is probably not driven by fundamental finances of the companies. It's driven more by PE expansions because you pushed a lot of money into the system. But clearly, there are still opportunities out there because not everything's moved. And as you noted, the small cap indexes have certainly underperformed the large cap indexes. And so it doesn't surprise us that you could see some reversion to means. But I'd be careful out there because there's certainly some sectors like energy that will probably remain under pressure, as well as retail and hospitality, where we think those areas are probably more permanently damaged, at least in the next few years.
Now we're going to find out how you feel about some stocks my audience is particularly interested in.
Play, hold it.
You got to know when to hold up.
Or fold it.
Know when to fold up.
It's Hold It or Fold It time with Chris Retzler, portfolio manager for the Needham Small Cap Growth Fund, NESGX. Where most small cap funds have been negative this year, the fund is near the top of its peer group, and it was the top performing fund last year. You can learn more at needhamfunds.com. You know how Hold It or Fold It works. We're a bit late getting in, so we're just going to jump right in, starting with a request we got from Mark in Mitchell, South Dakota, who wants to know about Akamai Technologies, AKAM.
We like Akamai a lot. We would be a buyer here. This is what's driving the infrastructure and the security for the stay-at-home investors, where we like Akamai on a long-term basis.
So it's a buy on Akamai, ticker symbol AKAM.
Oh, that's beautiful. We could make a fortune.
Dave in Trumbull, Connecticut, wants to know about CyrusOne Incorporated. That's ticker symbol CONE, C-O-N-E.
So CyrusOne is a data center play, which we think is at the heart of the transforming economy. We think it's a buy here and like their long-term prospects as they are helping drive this new infrastructure and stay-at-home work.
And I should point out, like Akamai in your portfolio?
No, not in my portfolio.
Oh, not in your portfolio. Okay. CyrusOne, ticker symbol C-O-N-E, that was a buy.
I'm in this for the long haul.
Rick in York, Pennsylvania, wants to look at a different technology company, Micron Technology, MU.
We like Micron long term. We think that the storage industry that they sell into will continue to grow as data is created by all types of users. And long term, we like Micron.
Either gets on board or he gets left behind.
MU, Micron Technologies, that's a buy. Tom in East Greenwich, Rhode Island, wants to know about Delta Airlines, DAL.
We are not buyers of airlines at this time. We would sell Delta, but what I would look to if you want exposure into the airlines and transportation industry is a company called Air Lease, ticker AL. They are at the center of managing the airplane assets that are going to be leased out to a lot of these airlines globally, whose balance sheets are going to be under more pressure, which they can use their investment grade credit rating to borrow against and then place those airlines. So that's the trade we would be looking at.
So for Delta Airlines, airlines in general, but Delta DAL specifically.
Oh, it just gets worse and worse.
Yep. But Air Lease, ticker AL, buy that instead and get a soft landing. And last, we leave the realm of small caps, but move to big name recognizable companies as Mike in Redwood City, California, wants to know about Microsoft MSFT.
We like Microsoft long term. We would be a buyer. It is helping to coordinate this ever growing digital economy and helping to drive more product out as people work from home, as well as their cloud offerings. We would be a buyer.
So we finish on a strong note as Microsoft MSFT, and I need to disclose it happens to be in my personal portfolio, is a buy.
Buy, buy, buy. Is that all you can think about?
Well, right now we have to think about goodbyes because we've gotten to where we have to say our goodbyes to Chris Retzler. We can think about a lot of things. And if you want to think about his fund, you're going to go to needhamfunds.com to learn more about the Needham Small Cap Growth Fund. It's ticker symbol NESGX. Chris Retzler, thanks so much for joining me. Please stay safe. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for having me.
Again, to learn more about Chris Retzler and the Needham Small Cap Growth Fund, NESGX, go to needhamfunds.com. We'll be back to wrap up today's show before we send you home right after this message.